The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. DraftKings brings you same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. You can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code VOXMMA. That's code VOXMMA for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. When children love learning, they can tackle any challenge life throws at them. Sylvan's Insight Assessment can help you determine if your child is ready for what's ahead. It can also identify gaps in learning and point out areas that could be of concern for your child so they can tackle what's to come. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Breaking news has arrived. Arguably the biggest news of this month. UFC 296 Media Day just went down for all but one competitor because in what maybe we should have seen coming, but nonetheless is probably a bad move overall, Ian Machado Gary declined to show up to the UFC 296 media day. And so we've decided to do a little reaction pod. This is MMAFighting.com. Of course, you know the website. It's terrific. I am Jed Mishu, and joining me to talk all things Ian Gary and this story that, try as we might to ignore or to maybe not focus on, it just keeps coming. And joining me today, Alexander K. Lee, our Ian Gary expert. Here at MMAFighting.com. And AK, let's just get right into this. Because some of this is going to be you explaining some stuff to me I have been involved or at least aware of, but trying to keep arm's distance. But before we get into any of the surrounding Ian Gary drama, the big question, what is your initial reaction? Like, what was it when it heard like, hey, Ian Gary might not be showing up today?
So we should let people know, I believe Ian Machado Gary was supposed to be the first fighter to show up at the...
I believe he was scheduled for 11:30, was his time.
Yeah, Ian Machado Gary was to be the first man up. So him not showing up right away raised eyebrows. But this happens all the time at media days. It doesn't always go on the run sheet. Yeah, the run sheet order. Actually, I would say it almost never does. I would say it almost never goes in exactly the run sheet order. So we're like, oh, maybe he'll come out after Wonder Boy. Maybe he'll come out after Patty Pimblett. After like Alexandra Pantoja showed up before him, then we were kind of like, okay, this is a bit weird. And especially since there had been so much talk about, which again, we really still need to sort of dig into, but there'd been so much talk about Gary's career and his personal life lately. And we thought like, maybe there's like, you know, media day isn't going to be his favorite day this week. There is still a press conference on Thursday. And again, we'll touch upon that as well. But yeah, the initial reaction was, is he avoiding some of the heat? Is he trying to minimize some of the heat that he's going to be getting from fighters, fans, media, whoever, over all this recent drama that is surrounding him? And I use drama loosely. Personally, but maybe it's
no. I think drama is the appropriate word here, okay. And let's get into that because I've got a number of other questions about stuff. But I think drama is the right word because I'm not here to tell you that this drama is reasonable. And I think we'll sort of discuss our views on kind of how things have unfolded. But I think it is undeniably drama. I mean, this has been one of the primary movers and shakers in the MMA news cycle over these past couple of weeks, despite, I think, certainly in my opinion, and I'll go out on a limb and say in yours as well, despite there not being a ton of merit to this, there's some real tabloid-esque stuff going on, but it does appear to be a huge focal point. So let's get into that for a moment. And I'm going to ask for a little bit of assistance from you, because I was trying to craft a timeline as we were like, as it came out, hey, we want to do a reaction to this, trying to put together a timeline. Like, I didn't realize that people didn't really like Ian Garry until this past month. I like that. That somehow went over my head. And best I can figure out is the first sort of things that started happening were when Garry left Renegade, the gym where Leon Edwards is, that sort of fallout. And that wasn't the cleanest breakup, but, you know, we've certainly seen worse in the sport. Am I correct in saying that's kind of where the initial Ian Garry drama started?
Yeah, I think that's where the substantial drama may have started. He definitely has already earned his fair share of quote unquote haters on the way up, just because he's a young fighter. He came in with sort of a lot of hype, some would say unwarranted.
He's young and Irish, and people compare him to Conor McGregor all the time.
There's the Conor McGregor comparisons, which he has fully embraced, and I think wisely so, has wisely embraced those comparisons. He did the Billy Walk after one of his wins, which again, made some people love him, made some people hate him, but that's kind of where you want to be in this business. So he has embraced his heeldom. But yeah, there's nothing really substantial until a lot of these reports, comments from fighters talking about him being, you know, maybe a little bit of a disruptive presence at some of the gyms he's trained at, you know, maybe not necessarily the most well-liked partner, maybe not people not fond of his very busy social media proclivities, to say. But yes, I think that might be where it started.
So, and then as you kind of pointed out, here's where I realized that, oh, this is a thing that we're going to be talking about for a hot minute. Like, this is now a narrative that is going to, for better or worse, stick with him. And it is, of course, the Sean Strickland sort of tweets. And I want to be real clear, I'm not sure that Sean Strickland is like the guy who started this particular line of thought or whatever, but certainly the biggest signal boost that kind of amplified this whole sort of salacious thing about Ian Machado Garry, his wife, his personal life, his children, this kind of weird stuff that happened. So, AK, give me the briefest rundown on where, like, what that is about and why that happened from Sean Strickland, who does not compete in the same weight classes as Ian Machado Garry.
So even before Strickland, I believe this drama, this gossip's really the better term. This gossip sort of started to spread during PFL Championship weekend. Did UFC, they didn't have a card that weekend, or they had a weak card? They had no card.
They had no card that weekend.
So it was, to put it nicely, with respect to the PFL-ator, it was a slow news weekend. I actually don't quite know the source of the rumor. I believe it was a random Twitter account. Not necessarily someone with any sort of like reputation or established knowledge of the business or established knowledge of these fighters' lives, but somehow it started getting out that one, and this is a fact, that Ian Machado Garry's wife, Layla, when she was working for some magazine, well, this is, she kind of filled this info in later. She was working for a magazine. They wrote this, I would have to imagine, I've not read it myself, clearly satirical thing, How to Become a WAG, which is a wife and or girlfriend of a famous athlete. It's a more common term over in England, or I guess parts of Europe. And it typically refers to footballers, soccer players. Those are there's whole websites dedicated to football, soccer player, WAGs. And yeah, it's a whole thing over there. So this was apparently something they wrote and recorded just to sort of play up on that. It's 11 pages long. I mean, it's 11 pages long. I think it's also
a full-blown novel.
It's an epic book, Stephen King-esque tome.
So we're clear, I have a piece coming out next week that is longer than that.
And it's available on Amazon.com. So this thing exists. This thing exists. And then people brought that up and said, oh my gosh, did she rope in Ian Machado Garry? Was her whole plan to rope him in? Then this other rumor comes in that her ex-husband is living with them. He's a nutritionist, I believe. And then somehow it became that he's their nutritionist and that he's living, or is Ian's nutritionist. and that he's living with.
So that's the rumor. I have no idea if this is true or not, but sort of how this all at going down the Reddit stuff, it is that her ex-husband is his nutritionist. Yes. And then as these things do, it immediately turned. I mean, well, I would say turn. We're already in the deeply sordid, awful context of everything.
But there seems to be no basis for it. I mean, I don't understand why the rumor is coming out. I think it might be connected to the name change, because then people started saying, oh my gosh, he took her ex-husband's name, which is not true. Her maiden name is Machado. Yeah. So he took her maiden name. I don't know what her ex-husband's name is. I remember she used
Richard
to go...
Richard Cullen.
Okay, Richard Cullen. She used to go by Layla Anna Lee, so I don't know if that was connected somehow. But yeah, you can find...
I just believe Layla Anna Lee was... So she was a television personality, yeah. And like she is a well-known television personality in England or whatever. I think that was her stage name.
But as you mentioned, Richard Cullen, you can find... You can Google Layla Machado Gary, Layla Anna Lee, husband, and you'll find older articles about who she's married to. So the Machado thing, him taking... Ian allegedly taking her ex-husband's name, completely fabricated. As far as the ex-husband living with them or working as a nutritionist, I have no idea, but I have seen no basis for it. And yes, and then Sean Strickland steps in, gets to a bit of a social media beef. Ian Machado Gary kind of just mentions that he responds to someone else about it. I can't remember the other fighter he responded to. But Sean Strickland says that Ian Machado Gary is starting to sue him. I think it was Strickland who posted supposed DMs from Machado Gary saying that he's going to sue him for slander. You're
correct.
A lawyer. What is this? What's the public? Oh, defamation of character. Sorry, defamation of character. So that's really what got it going. Chris Curtis, Strickland's buddy, kind of stepped in to defend Ian Machado Gary, then couldn't deal with all the trolls. So he's like, you know what? I'm just going to take a pause. He did the healthiest thing possible and said, I'm taking a pause from social media. But yes, it is mostly rooted in this beef with Strickland. And the latest we hear from Strickland was he was like, listen, I ran to Ian Machado Gary in the Performance Institute. And if I see him again, I'm just saying we might have to settle things with hands as fighters do. And that's kind of how it's gone. And now today we have an Ian Machado Gary no show.
Let's get back to that, because now we've at least given the context and I feel at least to some extent like I had the story right or most of it. Mm-hmm. Because I do think there is another piece of this that is relevant to this discussion here. And it's that, again, I think most of this is tabloid nonsense, right? Stuff that really is a low bar, but it's beneath even us as MMA people. Mm-hmm. The issue here is that Ian Machado Gary this week has sort of embraced the counter side of this, you know, dropping a video saying I'm going to stick it to all the haters and stuff. And he has not allowed this to die on the vine, as it were, or to just ignore it. And now today he comes up and he misses this media day, and this media day is a media day. And to me, AK, that is my first initial reaction, because you mentioned earlier, they still got a presser this week. The presser, that's an open forum. There are going to be fans like in attendance. It's going to be a big room of people who several of them have already said like awful stuff about him. And I think it is pretty clear that while there are multiple storylines going on at UFC 296, right, there's a lot of stuff that could happen. I would be absolutely shocked if Colby Covington isn't up there talking about Ian Machado Gary or whatever. Like, that's how that's going to work. And so to me, I was really shocked that he missed this. And because the media day is just media. It's just a bunch of people doing a media scrum, and he may have to field a question or two, but we both know it's not like the MMA media is the hardest hitting of journalist things in this regard. So are you at all surprised that this is the thing he chose to miss as opposed to the press conference?
Yeah. I mean, because you also, listen, there was also, I forgot, Patty Pimblett's going to be at the press conference tomorrow. He might have something to say about it. The person he's fighting, Vicente Luque, has kind of already commented. He's too nice to say anything bad, but.
Vicente Luque smelling like roses in this whole thing. Trained with him. Yeah. Good dude. Like, very nice man. When I've been around him, I got nothing bad to say. What a gentleman.
Yeah, he's who's actually fighting Ian Machado Gary on Saturday, which is somewhat lost nowadays. And Leon Edwards, as we said, has commented multiple times that, our gym just straight up kicked him out. So I'm sure that would come up as well. Yeah, today would have been a nice spot for Ian Machado Gary and his team to sort of, I think, do a bit of damage control, to be able to just, yes, have control of the mic and say what they want to say, address it, don't address it, however they want to handle it, change the subject, change the topic, change the narrative. There's a lot of good stuff that could have been done today. Now, I feel like we've gone too far, though, without saying we do not know why. Most importantly, we don't know why he's not at Media Day today. I said no show, which is just literally just didn't show up. But there could be a very good reason. All of the quick skim of social media, Jed, this might not surprise you.
The official word from UFC PR Ian Garry will not be available today. That is UFC PR's official response. Very simple. Doesn't go into anything. You're correct. We don't know why, the truth of it is, and the truth of this reaction pod is that everyone is going to draw the same conclusions. Now, whether those are true or not, again, we can't say, but the same conclusion is being drawn across the MMA sort of universe at this point in time. And so I think it's fair to go from that to ask the question that all of the fans and the people listening to this are going to be thinking to themselves. Is this getting to Ian Machado Garry? Is this whole fight week? Because that was part of it. You know, I recorded No Bets Bar with Conor Burks earlier this week, and we talked about this fight and said, I'm really interested because I think the way he has responded to this, Ian Machado Garry is going to show up as his best form. I feel like he has a little bit of that FU vibe to him, and if sort of these circumstances will bring out the best in him. But I don't actually know that. And with this is such an odd maneuver and from him, particularly a guy who likes the microphone, likes the attention, to willingly forego it. Do you think that this is a sign that he is, assuming that nothing is wrong, that there's not a real reason?
Yes,
think that this is getting to him?
Jed, we cannot strongly preface this enough that
it's all speculation.
If there's something that is some emergency, familial, personal, professional, whatever, some emergency that he has had to address, then all of this is like, it doesn't matter. We're not, you know, I don't mean to question Ian Machado Garry's character because, yeah, it could be something serious. It could be a very good reason to not be able to show up to Media Day today. So let us have that hanging over all this, any speculation that we choose to make. But regarding the question of, is it getting to him? I don't see how it couldn't. I think he told our own Damon Martin in a recent interview, he's fearing for the safety of his family. These are his words. I fear for the safety of my family with all of the S word that's been going on. He cussed in his quote. You don't just say something like that. Like, it might be, maybe he's just being dramatic. Maybe he's one of those people that just, you know, he lives on social media and this is the only way he knows how to express things anymore. But you don't just say you're fearing for the safety of your family unless something really is getting to you. And honestly, I wouldn't blame him. People can say he brought it upon himself, which he has in some ways. I'm not defending everything Ian Machado Garry has done. I thought the Jeff Neal mugshot thing was super cheap. And I'm sure there's other things he said that I wouldn't agree with. So I'm not saying he's no saint in all this. He is part of, he's playing the game. He's playing the game, Jed. And playing the game means taking some of these shots, unfortunately. Again, are some of these shots at him fair? Are some of these shots at him warranted? Maybe, maybe not. But I do think, regardless of the validity of some of the hits that he's taking, it's getting to him. I think it is getting to him. I think he knows the big fight he has ahead. I think he wants to focus on it. So whether or not that's the reason he was out today, I do think that Ian Machado Garry is a human being. I think he's pretty good at this MMA trash talk thing. But I think with the amount of heat that's come down on him in the past few weeks, even he's had to take a little bit of a step back and say, okay, Let me recalibrate here. Let me figure out how we're going to tackle this. And then let's go from there.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. DraftKings brings you same game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. And new customers to DraftKings can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code VOXMMA. That's code VOXMMA for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. As a parent, you want your child to have every opportunity. But giving them the tools they need to tackle every challenge, that takes a team. Now more than ever, educational support tailored exactly to what your child needs can make all the difference. That's why parents have trusted Sylvan Learning for 45 years as the ultimate teammate in their child's educational journey, instilling in them a love for learning and a passion for reaching the next level. And Sylvan's Insight Assessment can identify gaps in learning and areas that could be of concern for your child. It's a 360-degree view into your child's learning that you can't find anywhere else, and helps ensure that your child didn't miss something in school that might put them at a disadvantage in the future. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
One more real big question before we get to kind of our closeout here. And it's just, I mean, you kind of alluded to it in what you were talking about right there. He has invited some of this onto him, his actions. And that has certainly been one of the big responses from sort of people. Even prior to this, when the Sean Strickland, again, I can't speak to the validity of the quote unquote leaked DMs. One of the biggest responses was, dude, Ian Garry, you're out here talking all this trash and you're getting Neil Magny not to have custody of his children, which is a whole separate thing that I don't entirely agree with either, but you're putting mugshots on t-shirts and then somebody comes at you with that same sort of energy and now you're threatening to sue. That's a punk move. Like that was a very widespread thing. And this is exactly in that line of thinking, at least for, hey, you have released this week a video saying you're going to shut up all the haters and you can dish it, but you can't take it out. That feels like that is starting to build a narrative around him. And so my question is this, how is this going to affect him? Not personally, but how is this going to affect the brand of Ian Garry as he is trying to become the next Conor McGregor? You know, like that is, he's explicitly stated that's sort of a thing that he wants to do. He is trying to reach those levels. Conor never had anything like this at this stage of his career. How is this going to affect him with the broader fan base?
MMA is so weird because Jed is, you know, you make the show. You were the maker of the show. Damn, They Were Good, which we do because we feel like fans forget things too easily. They forget eras. They forget fighters' primes. But they have an incredibly airtight memory when it comes to meme-worthy criticisms of a fighter. I Khabib and the Tiramisu, Mackenzie Dern and her accent, these will live on for eternity. People just don't forget. They just cannot move on from these things. A fighter can win
the greatest controversies in the history of the sport. Mentioned,
yeah, it's so silly. And this is gonna follow Ian Machado Garry for the rest of his career. He can win a UFC title, there's still gonna be people, I think, inappropriately bringing up his personal life or whatever his relationship is with his wife, which, again, I don't see anything strange about it at all, but I'm one person. The MMA mob has got their hooks into this story. You can tell them this is true, this isn't true, this is a lie, this isn't a lie. They don't care. They are amused. Most importantly, they are amused by this. These rumors, and that's all that matters. And now they don't want to know anymore. They don't want to read an in-depth report about it. They don't want the rumors to be cleared. They love this idea now that Ian Machado Garry is some kept man who was roped into this marriage by a sinister reporter/manager. I think it's super gross. I hate it so much. But again, that's me. That is not the greater MMA fan base. So, and I like to think the majority of the fans also don't care about this stuff, but there is a vocal minority who will keep this thing alive and will stoke these fires forever. It doesn't mean he can't become a big star. This doesn't mean he can't become the next Conor McGregor, blah, blah, all that stuff. He certainly can. But even Conor McGregor has stuff that will follow him forever. And Ian Machado Garry is going to be the same way. So it's a little dent in the brand. But a big win on Saturday will make a lot of that go away. So, you know, hopefully we can all just focus on
that. I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, I would love to live in this world that you are hoping exists, but, and I feel even a little grimy saying it like this, but I like, this is my truth. You know, the optics here are just horrific. Like they are really, really bad. And even if he comes out and he puts on the best performance of his career and he beats Vicente Luque, I think people will have a lot of people, not everyone, but a lot of people will have the same thoughts of, yeah, he's a very good fighter, but man, I hate him. And I'm not sure, maybe that works out, because I have a question circled here that I don't think is true, but I just wanted to raise it as just, you know, on the off chances, like, is this actually just a crafted maneuver by him? He knows that if he doesn't turn up, this is just a great heel turn for him.
We're talking about it. We wouldn't have done a podcast if he showed up.
It is easily a bigger news story that he did not show up to this, as opposed to showing up and answering fielding questions from reporters. So I think there is maybe a world where he is savvy enough to recognize that and that this is a big brain play, but I am really not sure that this is going to work out for him in the way that it's hard to be a heel in combat sports. Like, not a lot of people have pulled that off marketably. Yes, everyone always quick to point, people love to tune in to watch Floyd Mayweather lose. Give me another example. Like, give me another example in non-wrestling. I know that's a tried and true maneuver in pro wrestling. Give me another example in boxing or MMA where people were dropping money to watch dudes lose. It is not common. Floyd is the exception to the rule. And so if this is to get heat and to become a villain, maybe that helps him at some point, but it's a heck of a lot easier to just be over with the fan base, man. So I got a lot of questions on if this is going to help him, or I think this is going to hurt him, but we've talked a lot about this. So let's just end it on one, because this, I mean, we've already given 20 minutes to this.
Yeah. Can I say, go ahead. Yeah. You have another one last question.
I got one. I want to go out on it. So if you have something else, sure. Please raise it now. But I have one question I would like to ask you as we exit.
I'll just say, it's funny. You make a good point that it might matter more that he missed media day than that he shows up on fight night and puts on an impressive performance, which is so backwards.
It matters way more.
It's not how this business should work, but I feel like you are right. And that hurts me.
It matters way more. And honestly, I do think, to follow that thought out, I think that if your goal here is I'm going to try and turn this into negative heat, I'm going to try and be the bad guy, which maybe isn't wrong given sort of how the inertia is moving anyway. Maybe you just got to lean into that. If I was advising him, I would say, if you want to do it, here's what you do. You skip media day, you show up to the presser, because the headlines coming out of skipping media day will be, you skipped media day, which is true. That is what is happening as we speak.
We don't know why yet. We don't know why.
If you skip the presser, too many other stuff is going to happen. It will be a part of it, but that presser is going to have Colby saying something probably a little bit racist or whatever. Like, it's going to have other things going on that could kind of mute it. But you skip media day, you show up to the presser, you are probably going to be central to the biggest thing coming out of that. So if your goal is strictly to get the most people talking about you this fight week, this may have actually been a really good move to do that. Now, again, I'm not sure that that's long-term brilliant, but it's a whole separate issue. The last question I have, though, is related to all of this as we exit. And AK, it's real simple. Is he going to show up to the presser tomorrow? Is Ian Garry going to skip all the media this week and just fight? Or is he going to show up tomorrow and deal with what will be an increased amount of backlash at this point if he shows up to the presser?
Yes, he will show up to the presser. And this goes if we think that he and his team have plotted this so well, like we said, that he's missed out on media day, knowing that it would generate this kind of buzz, again, the kind of buzz that has recording a podcast about it, and that knowing that it's a bigger deal now if he shows up at the press conference, and if he shows up and, like, as we predicted, Covington's going to take a shot at him, Pimble's going to take a shot at him, maybe Leon Edwards takes a shot at him and his team can spin that as, wow, we showed up on a card with two title fights and everybody was talking about us. He's already said this before. He's already said this on other cards he's fought on. He's like, I'm the most talked about fighter on the card, which I don't think was even close to being true. I think it was another.
Sometimes you just tell lies and hope they work out, you know,
you say them enough. Listen, we mentioned Conor McGregor, you say them enough and people believe them. So if they spin it that way, if we do, even if he's getting booed off the stage and everyone's just shouting at him and bullying him and poking him, they can really sell that as I was the star of the show. I was the most talked about fighter. And that matters a lot in this business. And the last thing I just will say again is I hope everything's okay with Ian Machado Gary, because then that kind of goes along with my answer. If he shows up tomorrow, that means hopefully whatever happened today was nothing serious. Everything's fine. Because if he doesn't show up, then again, I want his, he's going to take a lot of crap. And two, I would be worried that, I don't know, maybe it's something going on. So hopefully, Ian Machado Gary, if you're out there, everything is all right. And we're just speculating about nothing. And we see him at the press conference and we see him on fight night.
I kind of want to re-record this whole thing now, AK, because as we talk through this, I think that this is intentional now. I'm going to wildly speculate and say that this is all it, because as you were talking through that scenario right there, my mind just turned to one thing. It's very simple. They're at the press conference tomorrow. Leon maybe takes a slighter jab at him as a former teammate. And yeah, we had to kick him out of Renegade. Colby goes freaking ham bone on him because it's Colby Covington. Saturday comes around and Shavkat Rakhmonov, he beat Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, and buddy, Shavkat Rakhmonov is a problem and a half. But Ian Gary goes out there and he thumps up Vicente Luque. And when the UFC is looking at it and they say, all right, the winner of Leon versus Colby, who are they defending against? Who's next in line? Shavkat is this wunderkind. We all love him. But Shavkat says four words when a microphone is in front of him. It is honestly comically hard to watch him do interviews in that
regard. Two of them today were horse milk. Just, I want you to factor that in. Okay.
It's tough, man. His MMA Hour interview, it's not what he's doing. And so the UFC can look at this and say, we can give Leon and or Colby a fight against Shavkat, who they don't even probably want to fight because it's freaking Shavkat. And the hardcore fans will love that, but that is not there. Or we have all this footage from the presser of Leon and Ian going back and Colby and Ian. I've talked myself into this being a brilliant maneuver that's going to make Saturday's fight for Ian Gary a title fight. And so all of you haters out there who are listening to this and be like, that guy's a punk, we hate him, just know that this man, the future is playing 3D chess right now. And as such, we now have essentially a number one contenders fight opening the main card of UFC 296 because of all the machinations of Ian Machado Gary.
He got us. He got us, Jen.
Hooked us. I mean, what a brilliant play. Save this. Record. This recording is going into the archives. So when this does happen, I will be proven correct in my read of this situation. It took us a while to get there, but AK, thank you for hopping on to do this React Pod and sort of talk through the big news of the day and thus far the big news of the week. For you at home, thanks for tuning in. Make sure you keep it locked at MMAFighting.com. We're going to have all the coverage of this and every other thing coming out of UFC 296. We've got boots on the ground. Jake Paul's fighting this week. A whole host of stuff is happening. So keep it locked to the MMA Fighting webpage and the MMA Fighting podcast and the MMA Fighting YouTube. We're doing it all. We love you so very much. Talk to you soon.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. DraftKings brings you same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. You can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code VOXMMA. That's code VOXMMA for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.